This gives me the juice bumps. Maybe we should go back.
Very back!
No! We can't go back now, you guys. Okie dokie Jones never goes back. Hang on to your diapers, babies. We're going in.
That's Tommy Pickles. He's the bravest baby I ever knowed. And that's still a little, well, they like worms. And I'm Chucky. I'm not so brave. But that's okay, because I got Tommy, and he's my bestest friend. Was wrong.
Oh my.
Sir Daisy Dean.
Thank you for inviting me to your baby shower, Mrs. Pickle.
Glad you could be here, Susie.
What a pretty party dress, Angelica.
Thank you. My mommy's assistant bought it specially for my Aunt Dee Dee's party. Don't say a word.
Okay, I got $20 on 8 pounds, 6 ounces. 8 pounds, six. Who's got 8 seconds? 12 pounds? What are you, crazy?
Gosh, you could hardly tell she's gained any weight.
Oh, don't worry.
I mean, you know, from behind.
There you are, Deedle. Come, look what we got for you. Boris, move your pocket. A goat? Oh, Mom, you shouldn't have. Nothing better for the little pupilla than goat's milk.
Except maybe yak. But you try finding good yak these days. He's saying hello. Here you go, Kimberlock. Some chocolate coins.
Everything. Oh.
Are you going to eat it, Tommy?
Oh.
Nope. I'm saving it for my baby sister.
Oh, you mean she finally came?
Not yet, but they're giving her this big party, so I'm pretty sure today's the day.
Do you think she got lost on her way to the party?
I don't know. Maybe we better go look for her. Come on.
But, Tommy, she could be anywhere.
Whoa, watch it, Bob.
Careful.
I'll get back to you, Jonathan. I've got to say hi to the life of the party. How's our little man?
I told you, Charlotte. Dr. Lipschitz says it's a girl.
Ha! That windbag thought Phil and Lil were intestinal gas.
Face it, Dolly. Riding high, it's a guy.
Well, you know what they say. Born under Venus, look for a... Hello?
Now, Dr. Lipschitz is the expert. I don't see any of you with a PhD in Latin.
Yeah, pig Latin, maybe.
Well, let's just hope for Tommy's sake it's a girl. I'd hate to think how much Mutt Pups would be squabbling if they were both boys.
Let's not do any gender stereotyping. After all, Stu and Drew are brothers, and they get along just fine.
Pushy!
Lazy!
Bossy!
Inconsiderate!
Nosy!
Good for nothing!
Busybody!
Why can't you listen to me?
We're talking about a real job, Stu, with benefits.
I'm not gonna waste my life as a clock-punching, paper-pushing, bean-counting! Oh, no offense.
You barely make ends meet now. You've got no insurance, no savings, and another kid on the way.
For your information, bro, I am working on something right now that is going to put this branch of the Pickles family on easy street.
What is it this time, huh? An electric sponge?
Of course not! That was last year. This is the Reptar Wagon. The ultimate in toddler transportation. The perfect children's toy!
In my day, we had plenty of fun just throwing rocks at each other. Big bag of dirt clods, that's what the kids want.
The Reptar Corporation is holding a toy design contest, and the winner gets $500.
Ooh.
And there'll be plenty more if this toy's a hit, and I'll be famous.
Oh, yeah. That's what you said when you built that stupid thing.
Maybe Daktar was a little bit complex, but this, watch. I am Reptar. Hear me roar.
I am Reptar. Hear me roar.
Conflabbit can a man work in his own basement without getting barbecued?
Okay, so maybe real fire isn't the best idea for a children's toy.
Tommy, somebody's been coloring your room.
Yep, it's for my new sister.
How are we gonna find her, Tommy?
Yeah, we don't even know what she looks like.
Well, she's a girl like me, so we know she'll be prettiful.
Oh, brother, you dumb baby's got a lot to learn about the facts of life. Now get out of my way. I gotta get back to the dessert table before the grown-ups get all the good stuff.
Angelica, can you help us find my baby sister?
Oh, I wouldn't be in such a big hurry if I was you, Tommy. Because when the new baby gets here, she's going to get all the toys and the love and the attentions. And your mommy and daddy will forget all about you. It'll be like, look, dude, there's that little bald kid in the house again.
My mommy and daddy won't forget me.
That's what Spike said before you were born. Back when his name was Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. But then you came along and they put him out in the rain and he turned into a dog.
That's not gonna happen to me, Angelica. My mommy and daddy will love me no matter what.
A baby is really neat. A baby is a special
treat. Who does Susie Carmichael think she is?
A baby is a little dickens, a baby is a cuddly chicken. A baby is lots of joy,
a baby will get all the toys!
What are you doing?
A baby has a smiley face.
A baby is from outside space!
Angelica, Susie.
A baby is extra fancy.
A baby poops in his panties!
Cut it out!
No!
Like a birdie singing in a tree.
Babies are a gift from above.
I don't know. Why?
Because if Bob brings the gift, it's probably one of them.
A baby is very special.
A baby is... No!
Penny, it's time.
It's time? Oh, boy. Everybody to your stations, people. Howard, get Stu. Sheldon, call the hospital.
Deed, start your breathing. Calm down, good girl.
Back we go, Sprout. We got a pickle to deliver.
We're going to the car, kids.
Now that's what I call a baby shower.
Welcome to the Werner P. Lipschitz Center for Holistic Birthing.
offering the modern parent the state of the art in primitive birth alternatives. Welcome me to the Earth Base.
Oh, Mrs. Pickles, you weren't due till next week now, dear. Geez, well, I guess we could try and squeeze you in somewhere, huh?
But Dr. Lipschitz promised us the all-natural Zen experience in the Tibetan Terrace Room.
In my day, a woman just dropped her baby in the potato field and kept going.
Oh, yes, the old country room, huh?
Do you have anything a little cleaner?
Well, we could try the aquatic immersion room.
She's having a baby, not like a gefilte fish.
Oh! Stu, Dee Dee, Randy called to say you were on your way.
I didn't realize you were bringing the whole party.
How far apart are the pains, hon?
Oh, they're pretty much constant.
Okay, Dee Dee, let's go and get you settled in, huh?
Here you go, Sprout.
Don't worry, sweetie. Mommy's going to be okay.
Oh, gosh, Tommy. Your mommy sure seems upset.
Maybe your baby sister really is lost dead.
Whoa. Oh, maybe we can buy a new one.
Where are we gonna find a baby in a place like this?
Garfish.
Hey, a baby store.
Nice and meekly.
You guys, help me pick one my mom will like.
So this is the world?
I miss my old womb.
This wallpaper here just ain't the same.
This world is something strange.
I'm wet.
Yo, I'm cold.
I need a change.
This world is something new to me.
Oh, my head. What is this? I can't take it.
Me either.
I'm hungry.
I'm tired. I'm irritated.
I love the extra leg room.
Man, they cut my cord.
Oh, consider yourself lucky.
This world is way too big
and populated by fuzzy pigs. Yo.
This world is something new to me.
This world is such a gas.
Hey, yeah, where's the class?
This world is something new to me.
Quiet, can a guy get some shut eye?
It's so noisy in here.
I can barely hear myself suck.
The food here tastes pretty good.
My compliments to the chef.
And you got a heart to get fed.
But I could get used to that.
Is way too bright.
Can somebody turn down the light?
That's what that thing looks like.
All things here are meant for play.
It's gotta be a real cool day.
This world is something new to me.
Da da ba 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 ba.
Real cool.
La 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 la.
This world is something new to me.
There you are.
I give up. Your kinder gave my ticker such a scare.
All right, Dee Dee, you can do it. Push now. Have we got a good rating on the EFM?
So beautiful. She's a boy.
Hello, my wonderful, sweet baby boy.
Well, I guess we won't be naming him after my mother.
He doesn't look much like a Trixie. What about my cousin Dylan?
Dylan Prescott Pickles.
Dill Pickles.
Yeah, I like it.
Here you go, Sprout.
Tommy, I want you to meet someone very special. This is your brother, Dylan. Dill, this is Tommy.
Baby.
See? They already love each other.
Well, that's a start.
Dave, what are we gonna do? He hasn't stopped crying since we brought him home.
Somehow it's not as much fun around here anymore.
Yeah, what's your brother so sad about?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it must be really bad.
Maybe he's broke.
What?
Broke!
Broke? He's not broke. He's, just a little loud.
Oh, that baby's getting on my nerves.
Direct from Moscow, the Banana Brothers Monkey Circus, featuring the most amazing monkeys since Brezhnev. This is real monkey business, so trot me on down to the Banana Brothers Monkey Circus.
Grandpa, can we go to the circus?
It's enough of a circus around here already.
Sergei, you stay here and watch monkeys, I get us coffee.
No, Igor, you stay and watch monkeys and I get us coffee.
Нет, monkeys watch you, I get coffee!
I think coffee is better in St. Petersburg.
Нет, it's better in Kiev.
No, it's better in St. Petersburg.
Nothing is better in St. Petersburg.
Look, the train!
Поезд! Ой, черт!
The wizard looked down at the little boy and said, "Your wish has been granted." And the little boy looked,
"Please help."
"Oh, I'll be back, sweetie."
All I did was cough, Deed. I tried not to, but I had a feeling in my throat. And then I coughed, and now he's crying. And now he's got the hiccups.
Oh, Stu. Stu, why don't you sing Dill a lullaby?
I'm too tired to sing.
All right. I'll make something up.
Good.
Baby, please rest your head.
Yeah. Now it is time for bed.
That's good.
Thanks.
You're cuter than a...
Uncle Ned.
Our little...
Quadruped?
Oh, still. It didn't work.
I know.
He's still awake.
I got one.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, how time flies.
Slowly, in the starry sky.
Baby, please close your eyes.
You're as sweet as...
apple pies.
As you grow and love and play,
in our hearts you'll always stay.
So sleep and dream the night away.
That was good.
Baby, please rest your head. Now it is time for bed. Please
Hey, Sprouts. Crate's no place for you to play. You wouldn't want to get shipped to Japan with Reptar, would you? Yeah, I better put this so I can keep an eye on it.
Gil, that's Toby's blanket.
Yeah, it used to sleep with me before we even got you.
He's not very nice.
Ow. That's not how you get things from a brother, Tommy.
It's not?
No, it's not. Here, watch.
Hey, that's my Reptar, Lillian.
It's not, Philip.
It's two, Lillian. Not this two. It's not.
Hey, Tommy, now you try it.
Heavy, mine!
Gosh, Tony is fast.
Yeah.
Hurry, Pop. They'll be here to pick it up any minute.
Shirley Locke Holmes at our house. I'll never be able to hear it with that new baby squawking the whole time.
Now, sweetheart, Daddy's got to put in a little overtime today so that Mommy won't be so ashamed of his quarterly earnings.
Hi, Uncle Stu. Sorry to hear your pony is so slow.
We don't have a pony, Angelica.
Then how come you told Mommy Aunt Didi got saddled with a loser?
Loser? Excuse me, bro. My tax deductions are crying.
You can't deduct them if you don't have any income!
Tommy!
Phil! Boys, what are you doing?
Phil, what say we give Tommy a little turn with the bear, huh? Or not. Hey, champ. Why don't you come with me for a minute? I got something to show you that's even better than your old teddy bear. We weren't going to give you this until you were a little bit older, but I think now's the right time. Shiny, huh? And Grandpa Lou put your picture inside. No, it's hard, Tommy. You have a little brother now, and that's a big change. Dill can be pretty tough to get along with, huh? But sometimes little brothers, they aren't everything you'd hope they'd be. That's why big brothers have got to have faith. And one day, you'll see, you'll change. After all, you've got responsibility now. I know I can trust that you'll stick by Dill's side and be a swell big brother.
What is that, you guys?
Reptar!
Wheels!
What do you think it's for?
I don't know.
I bet it can take us to the baby store!
Great idea, Lillian! We could take Dill to the hopsicle and get Tommy's money back!
It's money back guaranteed!
Guys, Tommy's not gonna be happy about this.
Well, he's sure not happy now.
Well,
you watch. When Dill goes back to the baby store, Tommy will be happy.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
What are you doing?
Lillian was...
We're taking Dill back to the hopsicle, Tommy. We're gonna get your monies back. What? Oh, you can't do that. My mommy and daddy want to keep him.
See? Why? All he does is cry and poop.
So do you.
I don't cry that much.
Well, you poop an awful lot.
Oh, look who's talking, Mr. Chocolate Pants.
I am not a poopy monster.
For Shirley Locke Holmes, girl detective, right after these messages.
I thought you'd be happy, Tommy.
Well, I'm not.
Hey,
the babies, knock it off.
Sissy and me are trying to watch TV.
Huh?
Hey, hands off the merchandise, Pinky.
Pretty good.
Be nice, Angelica. He didn't mean it.
You want to ride in a wagon? I'll give you a ride to outside space.
Ow! My show! Next commercial, you babies are in big trouble!
All aboard!
Just walk away, Chucky. Walk away!
Wait for me!
Which way to the obstacle?
We're not going to the obstacle!
Well, we're somewheres.
Pardon me, pick up for Pickles to Japan.
Take it away, take it away.
Yeah, have a good day.
Just go to the spa and relax. Pop and I are doing fine taking care of the, Pop, where's the crate?
I guess the delivery folks must have come.
Wow, they loaded her up on everything, huh?
Let me talk to Tommy.
Sure, I'll let you talk to Tommy. Pop, where are the kids?
That's funny. They were here a minute ago playing in the,
The crate! Honey, I'm going to have to call you back. Sleep when you were supposed to be watching the kids. You'll never find the babies with this jerk in front of us.
Turn this plane upside down, and I assure you, there are no children.
No.
And we found a kid.
But it's not the one you're looking for.
Hey,
they be? We gotta find them.
Find what?
Einstein here lost the kids.
I lost the kids?
She?
Bigger. This place is bigger than the park and the backyard all put together. This is bad, you guys. This is bad.
Uh-oh, Tommy. I think your feather is broke again.
Oh, no. Dill, are you okay?
I think he's gonna explode.
Pooping.
What?
Pooping.
Well, I guess we'll have to change his diaper.
What do you mean, we?
I can't believe you left them with your father. The man slept through Pearl Harbor, for heaven's sakes.
I sounded the alarm as soon as I could.
Mrs. Pickle, did your son have any enemies?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Any underworld or mob connections?
He's a baby!
Oh, there goes on his bottom, Tommy!
We're doing the best I can!
Look out!
Get
off me!
Brother, made a frog jump on me.
Stop it.
Stop it. Hey, guys, maybe we should stop playing around and figure out how to get home.
But Tommy, we don't even know where we are.
I know. I've got my sponsor, Titty.
What's a sponsor, Titty, Tommy?
Sounds yucky.
No, it's what you get for being a big brother. It's just like Okie Dokie Jones uses when he has to find his way home.
I thought that's called a crumpus.
Well, my dad gave it to me, and he called it a sponsibility.
Where'd you say to go?
Well, this way. That's the way! Straight up that hill!
Back up! Back up!
All dogs go to heaven.
Mr. Pickles, is it true you shipped your own children to Tokyo in a wooden box?
Is it true a dingo ate your baby?
Mr. Pickles, how many pecks of pickled peppers did you pick?
Childhood, a time of innocence, a time of joy, a time of unspeakable, unrelenting tragedy. Mrs. Pickles, tell us how it feels to know you may never see your children again.
Don't cry, Manny. Can't you pit bull show some compassion?
I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Please, tell us how it feels to know you may never see your children again.
Hold on, Jonathan. There's an alarming crowd at my in-laws indicating either a yard sale or a family tragedy. Let me get back to you.
Brother, hey! Mr. Pickles, how does it feel knowing your brother lost your only daughter?
He what?
Share your pain.
You're breaking my arm because I can't reach your neck!
And there you have it. Two sour pickles and young Tammy, baby Dale, the twins Bill and Jill, little Chunky, and poor Amelia. All vanished without a trace. I'm Rex Fester, and I'll be back with more Big Action News.
Mr. Swenson on Sutter saw a jellicent spike run through his garden and head north on I-99.
My baby!
Let's go!
Private First Class Pickles reporting for duty.
Just get in. Come on.
Good job, you guys. Oh, we're almost there. Oh, good deal. Oh, play nice.
Not much fun back there, is it?
Oh, we're doing okay. Oh, that's some good hitting there, Dilly. I'm hungry. Right about now, my daddy'd be making me a fried bologna sandwich. I can almost smell that burning. It's all crunchy. Stop it, Chucky. Oh, you're making me hungry.
Oh, no!
We can't see our houses from here, Tommy.
We can't see any houses from here.
We're doomed! Doomed! Doomed, I tell you!
Mrs. Pickle, I know this is hard for you, but can you identify this Binky?
This is all Bill's fault, right, Chucky?
This never would have happened if you hadn't put him in the wagon in the first place. Right, Chucky?
It's not our fault you got a bad, naughty, spinky baby for a brother.
He's not naughty. He's just a baby. How can you be mad at us because you're, standing there all naked? And size, it's hot. Phew, exploring in the woods all day. Ah, little breeze feels good. Just what I needed. Oh, thank you, Dill.
Those hip-ups are really starting to bug me.
Face it, Tommy. Having a baby brother just isn't what you expected.
Hey, you guys, look. Somebody's house. Tommy was right.
Wow. My sponsibility does work.
Yeah, but who'd have a house way out here in the forest?
Maybe a lizard lives there.
A lizard?
You know, a big guy with a pointy hat that grants wishes. All we got to do is knock on the door and say we want to go home. See? Then everything will be back to Norman.
Thank Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Come on, guys. We're off to see the lizard.
Oh, Tommy, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just tripped in a little hole, that's all.
Gosh, looks kind of like Spike's feet, only if he was a giant. I saw feet prints like that in our storybook. A wolf made him, and then he ate that little Red Riding Girl.
A wolf ate a girl?
They got her out.
I don't think it's a wolf, Chucky. If it was, we'd hear him say...
That was pretty good.
I didn't do anything.
Do you see the wolf? I don't know what he looks like. Teeth! Teeth and fur! And teeth!
No, Jill. Bad Jill. No.
Margaret, that's your name, isn't it? I'm sure you've run afoul of many a scary pedestrian. But out here, we have what you might call, how should I put it? Actual danger.
Danger?
Grizzlies that'll rip the top off your car. Bobcats, wolves, wolverines, which are something entirely different.
And dragons?
Tommy, I saw some grown-ups! Stop! Stop!
I don't know how!
Well, I hope you figure it out, because I didn't bring no baby suit!
Any further, and I would have needed a fresh diaper.
Thank you.
telling you, I saw a dragon.
Margaret?
A big, green, fire-breathing dragon. I've got to call headquarters.
And while you're at it, you might ask for a new assignment. Say a city park. Because you see, out here in the country, you have to be just a little tougher. The dragon! I just saw it! I saw it!
Where?
Where?
Here? Where?
Bingo! Looky here! A rapper from a Cynthia Sweet Bar.
My angel! She's been here!
Yep, I figure she's tracking the sprouts. It's the Pickle's blood. I myself spent 15 days tracking Sitting Bull through the Northwest Territory. The year was 19...
Over here!
We found some wheel tracks and baby footprints heading into the woods. Well, actually, Howard found them. Well, no, see, I saw them.
They must be in my reptar wagon.
It's the perfect children's toy. You and your stupid inventions.
My stupid inventions?
That's it.
All right, the pups are in the woods. You men follow those tracks. We'll head to the ranger station and start a search from there. Now move! Hut, 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 hut!
Two, where are you going?
Trust me, Deed. I have a plan.
I got it. I got the track.
Love the poop deck, Mr. Phil. Hoist the ankle, number one. A pirate's life is a life for me.
Yeah, I'm in the butt to love you.
I get seasick on the sea.
You won't go in the love you.
Hoist the reptar flag real high.
My sword is pointed to the sky.
You need a patch across your eye.
Present a bar to candy bar.
Yo, whoa, whoa, and a bottle of yum.
Search for treasures near and far.
Yo, whoa, whoa, and a bottle of yum.
Beware our sister, cause our path.
We'll shoot a cannon through your mask.
Remove your gold bamboos by hand.
A pirate's life is a life for me.
Yo, whoa, whoa, and a bottle of yum.
Adventure on the open sea.
Yo, whoa, whoa, and a bottle of yum.
Car would come in handy.
Out! Pop? Are you okay?
Pop.
Do you think we'll still be able to find the lizard's house, Tommy?
Sure, Chucky. Long as I got my spotability, we'll never be lost it.
Which way are we supposed to go?
That way.
Wait.
Footprints! Maybe there's other babies around here.
Those are our footprints, Chucky.
You're leading us around and around, Tommy.
Oh, but it was working before.
The
don't think it ever worked. I think your responsibility's broke, just like your brother.
My brother is not broke.
He pulled the lever.
He tried to send us into the big jacuzzi.
Because of that dragon.
Hey, you guys.
Glug, glug.
This is Chucky. Boom!
What's a train doing in the middle of the forest?
Giant baby lost in his choo-choo.
What about Big Bang? What about
Big Bang?
You want to learn something that I can teach to you? You want to know a secret that I swear is true?
She'll fly. I'm facing into the wind.
He's ready?
No.
No? No! I'll race you!
Oh, this is bad, bad. Shh. Here comes Tommy.
Put the blankie on him.
Okay, guys, I got it.
But I think it's gonna rain, Dobby.
Oh, yeah. We better go.
I gotta finish feeding my brother.
I don't think he's hungry. Yeah, and besides, he's,
a monkey?
Wow, look at that.
My brother turned into a monkey?
Come on, Tommy. We gotta get out of here.
I can't go home with my brother being a monkey.
Oh, but Tommy, we gotta get to the lizard's house.
That's it. I'll get the lizard to wish him back into a people.
The lizard's only gonna give us one wish.
Yeah, and if you use it up on me, how are we gonna get home? He's my brother, Chucky. I have to wish him back.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. What would you do if Phil turned into a monkey?
That's different. I like Philip. Besides, you'd be wasting your wish anyway, because that's not even your brother.
Wait a minute.
What, Lillian Beans is,
the monkey's got a tote baby now, and we thought you wouldn't mind a baby monkey instead.
What? Look at Tommy, nobody likes him.
We're gonna find that lizard, Tommy. You can find your brother by yourself.
Will you help me, Chucky?
Sorry, Tommy.
But you're my bestest friend.
Yeah, well, if I'm your bestest friend, then how come when I got thrown up on, you didn't help me, huh? And when I fall over, Marge, you didn't help me. And then when the monkey dropped me, you didn't even care about my boo-boo. Face it, Tommy, you don't got a bestest friend no more. All you got is a brother.
Well, fine. I'll go find him by myself.
You turn into a frog. I'll find Cynthia myself. One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win you. I'm gonna get you, Cynthia. Oh, Cynthia, I need to see you. I need to see you from that kid or his brother. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
I know you rookies can get excited and lose your heads, but veterans like me know the key is to remain calm and cool and collected.
Please, our kids are lost in the storm. You've got to help us.
There's dragons out there. I'm a park ranger, not a knight of the round table. Go find somebody with a lance.
Never mind him. Come with me.
Where do you go? Come in. I got the dragon.
We'll just have a little bottle and take a nice nappy, and everything will be okay. But I'm hungry too. Stop it! Still, that's enough. Stop it! You didn't leave any for me.
Thank you.
want monkeys? Oh, okay, I'll give you monkeys. You'll have a monkey mommy, and a monkey daddy, and a monkey brother. I sure let my friends take you back to the obstacle, but no, I said. He didn't mean it, I said. He was only playing. Well, I was wrong. Now I don't even have friends. Who wants monkeys? And monkeys want bananas. So, everybody gets what they want. I'm sorry. Do you? It's okay, Dew. Everything's gonna be okay.
Thank you.
but where's...
I am Reptar, the perfect children's toy!
Chucky!
Hi, Tommy! Hey, monkeys! You want manners?
Welcome!
Man, get up!
Gosh, I never knew you were so brave.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss him. Well, we better get in the wagon and get out of here.
No! You guys take Dylan and go look for the lizard. I gotta go help my bestest friend.
She could fly.
I think it's because she's a witch.
Hang on, Angelica.
A truckload of babies and their pet horse lost in the woods. Our hearts go out to their grief-stricken parents.
Pickles, now look what you've done. Are you out of your mind, Pickles?
And I never wanted Emmy!
coming, Tommy. I'm coming, Del. Oh!
Ah. hurry up, baby!
Don't let him take me!
Don't let him take Cynthia!
I don't think they're going to take anyone. Look!
We want to go.
But the spirit.
Oh, Stu, you did it. You found our boys.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Little furry comrades.
Friendly monkey, come to Papa. Who's your daddy?
Babies and monkeys, both lost, now both found.
This is my story, pal. Whoa. I'm Rex Bester. Stay tuned.
No, not the toupee!
Get him, you little simians! Time for your close-up!
Who's that?
I'm sorry about all this, Drew.
It's all right, little brother. For a nincompoop, you're not half bad.
Remember there was swamp there?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So that was our big adventure. The monkeys founded their daddies, and we all got to go home and have Fred Baloney sandwiches. Except Dill, because he got no teeth. But if you think things went back to the way they was before, you're wrong, because now, thanks to Baby Dill, they was even better.
Let's go, Dilly!
Baba.